Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why this is a perfect song for this segment.
What's because that? I don't care what people say.
Correct. Also, I don't know what he says in the beginning. So me go, so them. I don't know what that
so
means.
So me go, so then.
Ah, what's that?
So me go, so then.
Yeah, nah, that's not what I've been saying. Yeah.
What have you
I've
been saying?
Kinda, I've just been kind of putting sounds together. I don't think what I'm saying is even. But first of all, let me say, hello. Jennifer.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
What's going on, J-Fig?
How art thou?
It's been a morning, guys, but I'm here. I'm doing well. How are you?
It's afternoon, but it's okay.
Well, like I said, it's been a morning.
Yeah, it's been a morning. Okay. That is a fact. And you know what? I think there's going to be a night, too. Got a hunch.
I think it's going to be an afternoon.
Yeah. And an evening.
What there won't be is a Leroy sitting down in his seat.
Where'd Leroy go?
I don't know. He doesn't want to play the game. That's fair. I can't blame him.
He's probably talking to Fonz, trying to cheat.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there he is. Nah, he probably had to get some food or drinks.
It's about that time.
Fonz trying not to be obvious.
So it's understandable. I want to send a quick shout out to our boy Show Pony himself. Tobes was kind enough to listen in on the introductory press conference.
What did I tell you? He left his wife to go to the introductory conference.
You know what?
He might be, to be honest with him, he might be floating in Peanut Island.
No, he cut up the sound. While listening to it. He cut up the sound.
He cut up the sound and sent it over to us, so we'll be hearing
from That's what I'm saying. Like, literally, I'm looking over and I get an email. I'm like, oh my God, Tobin cut up the sound. I'm like, did Tobin go?
It was streaming live on YouTube. So he probably did it from a remote location. But he's still working, though. Still working.
Always working.
So we'll be hearing from the rookie next hour. In the meantime, we'll find a way to communicate with the rookie, who is a part of this generation, with a bunch of weird and wacky words. It's time to play What the Kids Say.
Hey, Jennifer, why you dressed like a ninja?
Okay. I mean, we're all doing the black shirt thing, it seems.
Oh, we are. I didn't even know. I can't answer those questions.
Oh.
I'm a ninja.
Because she's a ninja. That makes sense. She would break her.
I would just say ninja in Spanish.
Her ancient code.
Ninja.
No. I'm sorry. What?
No.
What? What's going on here?
I didn't say that. I said ha.
Heard. All right.
Don't come at me. Do not come at me. Just wanna confirm. Even Leroy knows what I said.
Just want to confirm.
Hey.
Don't put that on me.
I got to tell you.
Yes.
We put each other in more situations than we really need to be.
It's all Leroy's fault.
It is Leroy's fault.
Hey, is all the blue gone?
No. Not all. No? But it's gray.
It looks like, like a grayish blue. Like it matches your shirt very well today.
It doesn't look like Smurf blue like it did the 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
you look like that pit bull that like people try to sell you for extra money because they're like, it's a blue pit bull. And I'm like, that's gray. It kind of looks like that.
It's a blue nose.
It looks like that. I'm like, that's totally gray.
It's a blue nose.
All right, you guys ready for the first term? You may have heard this before. Owes me nothing. Leroy, what do you think when someone says, I went to Half Moon Empanadas today, and you know what? They owe me nothing.
Because they did a great job?
Indeed.
I'm assuming that's what it is.
Food was great?
Absolutely. That is correct. So,
you don't have to go Karen up in there?
Correct. You go on a vacation. You leave there. You say, I had a great time. Jamaica owes me nothing.
Well, I it's been a while since I said that, but I have said that at North South Grill.
North South Grill.
Them burgers are on fire.
Yeah. I've said that at the Cheetahs.
Owes me nothing.
Owes me nothing. I owe them.
That's fair.
Don't worry. Everybody getting compensated for their work in there.
Mm. Very true.
Well compensated.
What about I got a couple other softballs for you guys. Pause. belt to ass. Belt to ass.
Who's this to?
Somebody about to get a butt whooping.
Figgy. If someone says yesterday the Rockets played the Hornets and it was belt to ass.
Or Jay Fig, you were playing with a bird and you put belt to ass.
Belt to ass.
Oh, belt to feathers.
Listen, we just trying to
whoop them.
Yes. Whoop that booty.
Whoop that bird.
Yeah. So that is definitely becoming more popular.
I take more literal term to that because I was in I grew up in the age where your parents could beat your ass and nobody would call the cops on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. We grew up in an age where not only your parents could beat the ass, your neighbor could beat your ass.
Oh, yeah. Your neighbors. Your teacher. And then you would get a double one because your parents would come home and say, you embarrass me in front of these neighbors. Mm-hmm.
Also, nuns.
Something kids
teachers.
Need. Yeah.
Wait, so it's what to. What?
Belt to ass. That means getting spanked, whooping.
Yep.
Now, here's another one. These are.
To stop trying to get on our words and trying to make them cooler.
Right.
Right.
Then to stop.
This one is the last of the easy ones. Beige flag. Vlad, do you know what a beige
flag?
A beige.
Okay, wait. I feel like I know this because I've seen a video.
What's a beige flag?
What is it? The light skinned people trying to put down their flag?
No, so it's not like a green flag, but it's not a red flag. It's kind of like the gray area where you can kind of tolerate it.
Mm. So
kind of let it pass.
Beige flag is the gray area. Is the new gray area?
Somebody says you waving a beige flag. That means you're non-committal to either side.
Beige flag is behaviors or personality traits that are neither positive nor negative. Like, for example, if, your partner for some reason.
So you're indifferent.
Yeah, it's just like, it's not bad. It's just like a thing
that
they do.
So instead of just saying indifferent, beige flag?
That's a beige flag. But because it has to be something
like
that
I said,
do.
Just say indifferent.
Like.
No need to mention flags.
Your beige flag. No, because this would be a red flag. I was going to say, if you ate.
I don't like flags.
Cereal with a fork.
Except the stars and stripes.
If you ate cereal with a fork.
Cereal with a fork.
Is that a beige flag or a red flag? Like
That's just plain weird. Okay?
So that's a red
You're
flag.
You're defeating the purpose.
Forget flags.
But is that a beige flag? Okay, so no more flags for Vlad. Vlad is done with the
flags. I'm done with the flags,
with the flags.
Just say you're indifferent.
If you have to explain to me what you mean by what you're saying,
I'm done with
your communication skills suck.
I'm done.
Then you're a red flag.
Right.
So. No beige flags.
No beige flags.
No.
All right, let's get into this one's different. This one is different. Roman Empire.
Spell.
So it's kind of like something you look up to, right?
Exactly what
You're making this like your whole world or something.
Scooby
is my Roman Empire.
That sounds like it makes sense. Like, bro, you're tripping over her, bro. What is
I also didn't understand that trend that was happening.
See, so this is a trend that she's mentioning from 2023. Now, what she said does not make. I mean, it makes sense, but it's not the
answer. Something you think about a lot. Yeah.
A random event, a person, or an incident. That fascinates or intrigues you to the point that one is frequently thinking about it.
So how do I use the term Roman Empire in this?
So
Scooby is my Roman Empire.
Now, it originated in 2023.
You might need to move that to a two-legged creature, Jennifer.
Jeez. After
where?
I know. I'm just saying. I'm not saying you got to do it now. I'm going to just do it now.
This started in 2023 after influencer Saskia Courts encouraged her Instagram followers to ask their male partners how often they thought about the Roman Empire, to which many of them answered quite often. The term spread internationally and evolved to mean something that frequently occupies one's thoughts. It has also morphed into a joke about how often people think about or mention the Roman Empire. So if it's something that's randomly that you randomly think about, you know what I randomly think about often? You know what's my Roman Empire? Furbies. I think about Furbies more often than a person should.
Oh, yeah. You know what my Roman Empire is?
Vlad.
Uh-huh.
After the show,
uh-huh.
I'm going to give you a number. You need to go talk to somebody. That's where that Roman Empire getting you some help.
That's
look, it's just a random idea that comes to your brain. Apparently, that's your Roman Empire.
So wait, all right. You ever listen to lyrics of songs or raps, and then and then they say something, and then you question like, "What the hell did that person mean
what
by
did
that?
He mean by that?
Like, is that a Roman Empire?"
Yeah, I think so. Like before we knew anything about Frank Ocean's orientation, he had a line in his song where he's like, "You've been running through my mind, boy." And for like 2 years,
no,
I
get it. I get it. Like,
because in the rap game, you thinking about somebody want to beat somebody tail or something like that.
The Notorious B.I.G. has a famous line that's very pause worthy.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
He's talking about his girl
and his girl's father,
and the girl looks so good
that
yes. So yes.
Sometimes you think about random lyrics. That's your Roman Empire.
That's my Roman. Okay, cool. All right. I get that.
You have any random thoughts sometimes?
I'm trying to think really hard of what
what's your Roman Empire?
I feel like Vlad is onto something.
So random lyrics is the same thing for you?
So is my random empire the fact that Steph has been here all day? And
no, okay, I found out the answer to that. They're working on the air condition by his thing, so he has no home and he just chooses to bother
us. Oh, okay.
That's usually it. That's it this time. But Leroy, you got anything randomly that comes to your mind and you're just like, what about that? To me, I think if your Roman Empire has to be commercials.
You know what's funny about
car commercials?
Me. Not car commercials, not anything like that. But I think it's an athlete, right?
It's definitely a car commercial.
I don't think about random thoughts about the good things that I've done in football.
Oh no!
So I always have random thoughts about the times I fumbled.
Oh no! Your Roman Empire is your failures as a football player.
Oh wait a minute!
That's so rough.
Yeah,
so
no, see, but it's when you into it, when you've been into it, and like yeah, man. So I'll be like thinking I'll be watching a game. And I'll be like, 1995. I did the same thing.
So it's Kevin Durant. The Heat fan base, Roman Empire?
Roman Empire, where you just constantly, you just
I would
about,
say, I yeah. would say LeBron
a whale hunting in
might be Steph's.
Roman Empire?
Yeah.
Of life.
Having the best record ever in basketball.
And he and just, losing. Yep. That's his thing. How being often down 3-1. Moment? Yeah, that's right.
Being up 3-1.
So is J.J. Barrett LeBron's Roman Empire?
No, because he doesn't acknowledge it. To him, that it was the AC.
Well, because he's won championships after that.
Wow. Durant's a beige flag. He's a nappy flag.
What about this next one here? Moot. Anyone heard of
Wait,
Moot?
Spell it.
M-O-O-T.
Moot?
Yeah, like, hey, you.
Like
you,
a moot point?
No,
that would make too much sense.
That would make too much sense. That's why I asked
to spell
it.
This is crazy slang. So it's M-O-O-T. For example, I would say that we probably, us four have moots. You know, us four, everyone in this building probably has some moots. But if you meet someone in the street, chances are you guys aren't going to have moots.
Anger?
Nope.
Wait.
Anyone want to guess?
Wait. You say if you beat somebody in the street.
No. If you meet someone in the streets.
You're not going to have moots?
Everyone in this building has moots. We got moots together for sure. But if I see someone in the streets and I talk to them, chances are we don't have any moots.
So is a moot a friend? A friend?
A reason they have a conversation?
A mutual follower. A mutual follower, a mutual friend.
So instead of saying mutual, they call it moot.
You're making an assumption.
Yeah. Stop it. They just like.
They just shorten the word mutual to moot?
Yeah. And they not only that, though, they respelled it. M-O-O-T.
Instead Minus of, one.
We would have figured if you would have said like M-U-T.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
But then people be like, oh, that's mud.
Minus one.
No, mud is M-U-T-T.
I'm not sure about that.
Wait, what did he say?
He said mutt is M-U-T-T.
Mutt is M-U-T-T.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. So why Mutt's wouldn't I say, M-O-T-T. If I say moot,
yeah.
that would be mutual. You're cutting it short.
Yeah.
Not like, M-O-O-T.
But again, though.
For the dummies out there.
The problem is, though, Leroy, again, that makes
Somebody said moot says it's debatable.
Moot
means
says
it's debatable.
Just moot is debatable?
Yeah.
I don't know. Wikipedia.
No, see, that's the original. Moot is the original. Moot point.
Oh, yeah, moot point. Yeah,
right,
exactly.
No.
See.
No, again. There's something different. That's what it means in real life.
Yeah, yes.
But in
a
this
moot
world
point
we
is
talk
a matter
about,
that's debatable, yes. But right. in this one, it's just mutuals. What about mod?
Wait. Yeah. And listen, And I have a problem with you assuming I have a lot of that going on in that building.
That's true. No, but like you. We know each other, so I felt like that was it.
Yeah. No, but wait.
I mean, he got the point across.
We hang out more outside the building.
Yes.
Leroy's face is like, yo, bro.
I got no moves
you for a second, man.
I got no moves in there.
I'm only cool with you guys here. I'm not cool with everybody here. Don't be spreading that knowledge.
There's a couple of people I'm cool with, but then there's a lot of
lies. We're like this.
Yeah, there's a lot of fakers.
Yeah, don't be spreading these lies about me. All
right,
there's a lot of people in that building that only talk to me when we're at company events and there's people around.
Yep.
I ain't gonna mention no names. They know
and
who
here
they
I
are.
Am. I'm the one who asked if you landed safely.
Yes.
At the Christmas party. I was the only player. I was the only person swinging the golf club by myself.
Oh.
It was at Topgolf.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't go.
I didn't go.
All right, well, there you go.
Yeah.
You got
too many moots.
I went when we went to the Hard Rock.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
Last one, Mog. You guys know
Mog?
M-O-G.
She's a Mog? Or he's a Mog? Is that how you Either. Use it?
Yeah, actually. Well, so it is to look significantly more attractive than someone or something, causing them to appear inferior in comparison.
Wait a minute. All right, so hold on.
Yeah.
I'm going to carefully navigate through this.
Yes.
Uh-oh. So wait. Yes. So
I'm ready.
Usually when somebody on this show says something like that, somebody
good.
Better have a finger
no.
on the dump button.
So is a Mog...
No, an insult's about to come out
no,
there.
No. Yeah. Okay. Is a Mog, like a friend?
Okay. I can tell you where
it good
derives,
looking
though.
And has a friend that is not attractive.
Well...
And it's always hanging around with that friend because when they're right with that friend... They get all the compliments and looks and...
You know what?
Oh, this every hot chick hangs out with three uglies.
So this is what I was trying to say. See, Leroy, thank you. Thank you for taking over, you know, taking over the navigation.
Hey,
I wanted to
you
say
know
that.
Wait, put it this way.
Wait, is there's, this wait, like a movie on
somebody
this?
In
it's
every
something
group,
else.
Somebody in every Shalom group
how.
Is a... is a... Everybody in the group right, has an SGA. But somebody got to be a Hartenstein.
Thank you. I was about to go.
Somebody got to be a Hartenstein.
But Hartenstein still can get bodies. Like, I'm talking about, like, a Mog is worse than a grenade to me.
Right.
Mog is derived from AMOG, or alpha male of the group. So if we were to look at, for example...
I agree with Jerry. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, okay?
Oh, whatever.
If you're pretty on the outside but not on the inside, no.
Yeah, go get
all right, but what about the
I do not hang out with you.
But what if you're pretty on the inside but not on the outside?
Go get some corrective eye surgery so
that's
everybody
fine.
Can see you.
I don't care if you're ugly on the outside. It's what matters on the inside.
That's beautiful.
The beauty goes away after, okay?
That's a chance.
Wait, it all matters. That's lies.
It's a chance for us all, guys.
That's a lie.
It's not a lie.
That's all fine, love.
I cannot fake being around you
yeah.
if you're just pretty because then I can't talk to you.
Yeah, it's my curse. It is my curse. Sometimes people are just caught up in my beauty and I'm just like, guys.
Unless you're a gut rearranger.
There's a brain. There's a brain behind here.
Vladimir!
When we come back,
it's what matters in the inside.
Now.
Final hour of the show! Final hour of the week! Tobin and Leroy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.